Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon, founder of DigitalScrapbookingHQ.com, and I'm here with some inspiration for your December projects. Today, I'm very excited that I have joining me Amanda White from oamanda.com, and she's the author of Truth in the Tinsel, which is a really creative way to share the Christmas story with your children throughout December. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so glad you could join us today. So for those of you listening who haven't met Amanda, do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself and what Truth in the Tinsel is all about?
Sure. Well, of course, my name is Amanda, and I have been blogging at oamanda.com, and clearly it's because I just like to share everything that I like about myself and things that I do. And so I've been blogging there for a long time, probably since my daughter was one, and she is six, almost seven now. So, oh my goodness, getting old. And when she was one, I started doing a little advent book with her because I wanted her, you know, to know about what the real story of Christmas was or whatever. And it had these little flaps in it. You know, like you lift one up every day. Mm-hmm. And it was the first day, I don't even remember what it was, but it was not that interesting. But it did say to make a little ornament. So we made a little ornament. And then the next day was some other activity, like take your kids outside to go look at the stars. Well, she's like one. So she like goes to bed when it's light outside. So there was no looking at the stars. So we just made a little ornament again of a star. And she loved it. And we ended up not liking the book very much. It wasn't very interesting, but she loved making that ornament every day. And clearly, if she was almost two, these were not great ornaments. Nothing was really fantastically crafty about them. It was just, you know, a cotton ball or a, you know, a little piece of construction paper or something. And so I just made things up every day that went with the Christmas story. We were just reading it out of the Bible. And then the next year we did it again. I was slightly more organized about it. And then we did it again. And then I just decided to turn it into an ebook because I felt like other families would like it.
Mm. Well, certainly. I mean, we haven't started yet because it's not quite December here. But my little daughter is already calling it her Christmas book because she's seen the printed out pages and she's loving just even looking through. And I think her favorite activity she's looking forward to is the sheep. So that's one we'll be doing for sure.
It's really fun because it's not – You're supposed to do a craft every day, which I know is hugely hard, especially if you're trying to do it with little kids. But there's something so special about Christmas and something that kind of brings out, like, I don't know, everybody wants to do crafts at Christmas, even if they don't normally do it, or they like want to make handmade gifts or make fudge or whatever it is that they do. And so it's just really special time that you get to, like, you get to make this season even more special by having this everyday time with your kids.
Mm. So, how did you go about putting together the ebook? I guess a lot of our listeners have probably heard of ebooks and probably bought one or two. But what was the process like for you? And how long has this book been available now?
I released it last year, and mm-hmm. it got a huge, amazing response. And I was completely shocked. Way more people bought it than had ever heard of me or read my blog. So it was just sort of a really cool thing that happened to me. Mm. But when I put it together, you know, I just sort of read the Bible story and made up things to go along with it. My mom helped me put all the crafts together and take pictures of it. And then my brother is a designer for, you know, print and web and stuff like that. So he kind of organized it all for me, and he made it look better than it might be actually. And if you don't know anything about ebooks, it is just a PDF. So you can download it on anything that you have. You can read it on your phone, your iPad, your computer, or like you can print it off. Mm. But it does come with printables. So that's why it's kind of an e-thing, so that you can print off as many as you want or whatever.
Yeah, that's great because you don't need to organize to photocopy it or whatever, scan it in and print it off. You can just print out.
It's got templates in it for some of the ornaments. So if you don't want to like make it or whatever.
Mm. For sure. And it's a very simple, each day is sort of summarized on one page where you read part of the story of Christmas, and it's got references for if you want to look up the passage in the Bible that talks about that day. And then mm-hmm. it's make it together. So you make a little ornament, and it's got really simple instructions and great photos. And then you talk about it together. And then each day there's also other suggestions on what you can do together to just do a little bit more. So I love that it's so simple and straightforward. And I know that a lot of my listeners are doing projects like December Daily and maybe want to add a little bit of spice to what they're doing. And this is a great way to add that little bit of spice and also, you know, get some handmade ornaments on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, and get your kids involved with what you're doing too. So that's really fun.
So I'm just looking through the book. I noticed that you have a couple of schedules. And how did you, because obviously you've set it all out. So there's 24 ornaments for each day of Advent. And then you've got some other alternate schedules. So how did that come about? Just because you're brilliant and you knew that we couldn't
well,
do all
I knew.
24?
I know that you can, I can never even, you know, the little bitty advent calendars that you get that might have chocolate in it or just like the piece of paper and you just like open up the little flap. I can hardly do that every day. So I knew there's no way that I could do, you know, a craft every day. Clearly I had planned all of it, but it never quite worked out. So I kind of just went through the story and kind of divided up a little bit. So like there's just the basic story of like Mary, Joseph, Jesus, the shepherd, the star kind of thing. And so if you just want to do that, or if you just want to say, hey, we're going to do all six of those in one day, we're going to take 2 hours and just make crafts. And that will be our super exciting thing that we do. Mm-hmm. I just feel like anything that you can do, it doesn't have to be somebody. I just read a review that somebody did of Truth in the Tinsel today, and they have an 11 and 12 year old. So their kids are a lot older. And sometimes you would think, oh, they're too cool for that or whatever. But she said, there's no wrong way to do Truth in the Tinsel. And that's the whole point that I want people to know. There's no wrong way to do this. I laid out 24 days for you to pick and choose, or for you to pick the things that are most important to you. And just the whole point is to have a really meaningful experience with your kids. That's really the point. Not beautiful ornaments. That's not the point, because they won't be beautiful. But the point is just having an experience with your kids. That's the tagline of the book, is an Advent experience for little hands. I just want it to be an experience for families.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that the great thing is the ornaments, they're not too complicated or whatever. You mean you don't even have to put, I mean, I'm going to have Buckley's of getting Emily to put them on the Christmas tree. She's going to be playing with them. She's going to be pulling them apart. She's going to be, and that's the great thing. They're not, they're just something that you can spend a few minutes together creating each day. The great thing is you can definitely do it each year without having to feel bad about, you know, redoing the same things, because, you know, most likely if you've got little children like me, they're going to have already played with, destroyed, pulled them on and off.
So true. And when you have a three-year-old making a craft the next year, when they're a four-year-old, it's going to look much different.
It certainly is. And I might even be brave enough to pull out the paint, which I may or may not be for our little town of Bethlehem this year. It might just be a sort of egg carton colored.
That's right. Or like the dot markers, or those little brown paint markers are good.
Yeah. So just to let everyone know that we have a special discount for everyone who's listening today. There'll be a coupon code in the blog post or the show notes for this episode, which will be at decemberdaily.com/21. And if you head over there, you'll see the coupon code that you can use to make some savings off this ebook. It's very affordable, and
$7.99. And there's also, I've got a new product this year that's some printable ornaments for those days. Like we were saying, there's no way I can do a craft, but I still want to do something. And you can just print off a little ornament that's got a little cartoon on it that kind of goes with the day. And those are $3.99. And so, I've also got a Spanish version. So, you know.
Awesome. That's great. So if there's any people who are Spanish speakers, they can head over there and check that out as well. I think that's really great. So, Amanda, one thing I love to ask everyone who comes onto the December Daily Inspiration podcast is a tip for fitting creativity into your December. So do you want to share how you've made things happen?
Sure. My tip sounds completely trite and completely like I have it all together, and I do not. But I just know about myself that I need to plan for it. And if I just say, oh, we're going to make this the best Christmas ever, it's going to be so meaningful, we're going to do all this great stuff, and I collect it all on my Pinterest boards or whatever, it's not going to happen. I really have to plan it out, and I have to say, okay, this is when we're going to do it, or here's the craft supplies that I need, or, you know, I need to go ahead and buy that today so that I don't, you know, the day of, I'm not like rummaging around looking for it and I don't have it. So for me, I really have to plan it out and kind of organize it. And if I don't do it, then it just won't happen. So Christmas is really important to me with my kids, because I really want them to know the real meaning of Christmas. And I want it to be super special memories for all of us. So I have to plan it out. And that's truthfully why there is truth in the tinsel, because I had to get it all out, you know, in one file so I could do it with my kids.
Yeah. And I think that planning ahead, you've really made it easy to do with these activities, because you've got like the daily supply list, but then you've got also the full supply list. And I printed that one off. It's in my bag ready for the next time I'm at Spotlight, which is sort of our craft store down here. And I'll be going through there and picking up all the bits and pieces that I need for sure. So that's a great idea. And I was speaking to someone earlier today, and they're similar, you know, just planning and, you know, looking ahead can actually make you have a more relaxed time, but also lets you fit those little extra things in, because, you know, well, you're not going to plan to do this on a day where you've got 16 other messages, 16 other activities.
Right. No, if you don't have it planned, then it's not going to happen. So,
well, I'd just like to give you a chance to share with everyone where they can find you, in case now they've heard a little bit more about Truth in the Tinsel, and where they can pick that up.
Okay. Well, you can get the book at truthinthetinsel.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm also blogging there and just blogging about some Christmassy stuff or tips about the book. I just made a really cute mason jar advent calendar, so you might want to go see that. You can buy the book there and see all the things that we talked about, the printable ornaments and Spanish, whatever. But then my personal blog is oamanda.com. And clearly you can find me on Twitter at oamanda, and, you know, Facebook, oamanda blog. And Truth in the Tinsel is also really big on Facebook. I have a lot of super fun times on Facebook, because during Christmas, during Advent, everyone will upload the picture of their kid making the ornament and be like, oh, mine didn't turn out too well, or here's the funny thing that we talked about today, or whatever. So it's really fun to kind of do it with everyone else.
That's great.
On Facebook.
That's a great idea. And now many of us have smartphones or whatever, and I love that I can just snap a quick picture and go, oh my goodness, look at our three-headed sheep or whatever.
I was just looking at some of the pictures, and one of them is a little pillow for the day that Joseph has the dream about marrying Mary. Mm-hmm. And so they make a little pillow, and one of the little boys made it out of Spider-Man material. I don't know, just cracks me up every time I look at it.
That's classic. Well, I'll certainly link everyone up to the Facebook page as well in the show notes for this post. So if you want to find out more about Amanda and about the special discount coupon that we've got for you, you can head over to decemberdaily.com/21, and all the information and links and, you know, Pinterest accounts and all that sort of thing will be over there. And I'd just like to say thank you so much, Amanda, for your time today. It's been great fun chatting to you, and I'm really excited to try creating some things, and I'll hopefully be sharing them on the Facebook group as well.
Yes, Melissa, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to do this with you. Mm-hmm. And it has been super fun to hear your accent for a whole 30 minutes.
Anytime. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast. If you'd like to hear other episodes, head over to decemberdaily.com, or you can subscribe in iTunes. For all the show notes and information from today's episode, head to decemberdaily.com/21. Thanks for listening.